Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Interseeding cool season perennial grasses into older alfalfa stands has been a good option to increase the productivity of that field. If planting a new alfalfa seeding this year, using a grass and alfalfa mixture could also have some advantages. If you regularly feed more than 5 or 6 pounds of alfalfa per day to stock cows during winter, they are probably getting way more than enough protein, but not enough TDN or energy. Mixing grass with alfalfa usually lowers the protein, but slightly increases the TDN content of hay. So your cows could actually receive a more balanced diet. Also, if you sometimes graze your hay fields, alfalfa will help reduce the risk of bloat. In the field, grass can grow in areas where alfalfa is not well adapted or fill in spots as the alfalfa dies out. This is better than having weeds invade bare areas. Grass-alfalfa mixtures often dry out more rapidly after cutting than pure alfalfa, so you might get more hay made without rain damage. And if it does rain, grass sheds rain well, so the mixture usually suffers less injury, both in the bale and in the windrow. Yield-wise, protein yield may be less with the mix, but total tonnage is usually about the same or higher than pure stands. Most of the grass yield will come at the first cut, so regrowth will be mostly alfalfa. Selling a grass-alfalfa hay mixture can be more difficult, though, because dairies prefer alfalfa and grass is more difficult to grind. Orchard grass is the top choice for seeding with alfalfa, but other grasses like smooth brome, meadow brome, festulolium, or reek grasses will work as well. The seeding rate of the grasses will vary depending on the species that is used and what proportion of grass and alfalfa is desired. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.